Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started.
How to avoid burnout. Now, I'm sure you've seen the title, and at this point, you either don't want to face burnout, which I'm sure you don't, or you are facing that time in your career, in your life right now, where you're just feeling, I need a complete break. I need to get away from what I'm doing. I'm completely exhausted. I'm not happy. So the first thing I want to tell you is that burnout is feedback to you that you're not aligned with the things that you value the highest. You're not aligned. It's feedback to you that there is more distress in your life than eustress. So eustress is energizing, fulfilling, inspiring tasks and actions that you do on a day-to-day basis. I am alive every single day. I'm alive at the idea of getting up today and coming and doing these videos for you. I'm alive at the idea of getting on calls with my team. I'm alive with spending time with my wife and my son. I'm alive going to the gym and training. I fill a lot of my day with eustress, things that energize me, inspire me, and really drive me forward. Then on the flip side, there are things that we do in our life that causes distress. Now, distress can either be disagreements, angry. A lot of distress could be health challenges. Distress can be doing things on a day-to-day basis that you don't enjoy, that are not fulfilling to you, that are not energizing to you. So what I want to share with you is five things that you can do on a day-to-day basis to help you avoid getting to any level of burnout. The first thing, you will always be energized and inspired and full of eustress if your clients are progressing and getting results. If they are achieving results and moving forward, you can't wait to help them. You're getting feedback from your clients. They love working with you. It fills you with energizing stress. If your clients are not progressing, every single day that you look at clients that are progressing, aren't getting results, you don't know what to do, you become filled with more distress. Oh, I'm not good enough. I don't know why my clients aren't progressing. I feel like I'm running into a brick wall. I don't know why I'm doing this. I see everybody else getting results. It's feedback to you that something needs to change. And what needs to change, point number two, is you learn every single day. I said in a previous episode where I talked about my morning routine, the first thing I do is I put a podcast on, listen to something inspiring, energizing, and new. That new information creates a degree of creativity and inspiration in me, and I can apply that to whatever I'm doing with my clients. So I learn every single day. And if you learn every single day, I've never met somebody that's not learning every single day and helping their clients progress that turn around and go, I'm absolutely burned out. You know, those two things alone, ensuring that your clients are progressing means that you are loving working with every single client, and then you're learning every single day, which means that the knowledge that you're learning, you can apply to your clients. Number three, one of the biggest signs of somebody's going to potentially burn out is that they're not getting rewarded for what they're doing every single day. You've got to understand that as you progress, as you get better, you charge appropriately for what you're doing. You charge more as you improve, as you get better. Now, I've met coaches 10 years into their career that will turn around to me and go, I'm just not happy and I don't know if this is for me. I'm constantly burned out. I'm absolutely exhausted. And I said, because one, your career is exactly the same as it was 10 years ago. Two, you're charging exactly the same. And three, you're probably working with the same clients. Am I right? Yes. I'm sorry, but if you do the same for 10 years, nothing changes, then the feedback to you is distress and burnout, which is ultimately just a feedback to you to say, you've got to change. So you've got to focus on progress. You've got to learn every single day, and you've got to charge as you improve. A lot of coaches end up distressed, burnt out, when they don't hire in their company. Now, you might be at the point right now where you've got 60 online clients, 70 online clients. You might have a completely full personal training diary. The feedback to you is that you can't keep doing this because the thing that you love, you don't have any time to do everything else that you love and end up being a slave to the laptop or slave to the gym floor. Any business that wants to grow and scale and get back time so that they can become more fulfilled and do things that are inspiring to them rather than distressful to them is that you hire a coach. The amount of coaches that I've helped see that they're starting to reach burnout because they're doing everything themselves, they don't delegate and hire somebody else into the business. It's a very simple thing. coach can do 35 to 40 online clients very, very, very well and have all the time in the world to run the rest of the business. A coach that's doing 70 to 80 starts to not really see a lot of progress with their clients, doesn't enjoy what they do, and certainly are not getting rewarded because they don't have the time outside of that, which causes a lot of distress and ultimately burnout. And the fifth one is you're just not aligned with what is inspiring to you. You're doing a lot of the things in the business that you don't enjoy. If you truly were living aligned with what you value the highest, family, connection, health, look at what's distressful. If you love your training, and because of the way you've set your business up, you're not able to train, you become unfulfilled. I feel like I'm working every single day. I don't get time to spend with my family. I don't get time to do anything with my training. And I'm not really progressing and enjoying. You see, as long as I am building the business, building the team, developing the team, building my revenue, educating other people, and I'm spending time with my wife and my son, and I'm spending time training and looking after my health and longevity, I'm deeply inspired. In fact, I'm 46 years of age. I have been doing this in the fitness industry for 24 years this year, and I'm as inspired, energized, fulfilled, and not burnt out. In fact, I will tell you to this day, I have never been burnt out in my whole career. I've been tired. I've needed to realign with the things that I'm doing, but I've caught them early enough. I've been absolutely exhausted, but I would repeat the same day over and over again because it was so fulfilling. I will get up and start work at 6:15. I will keep working till 7 o'clock at night. I will spend time with my family. I will train. I will inspire people. I will learn. I will grow. I will record videos. I will travel. But all of this is me being aligned with what's inspiring to me, not distressful to me. And that's why I will categorically tell anybody that I have not been burnt out. And if you're using the word burnout, it's feedback to you that you're not being true to the things that you value the highest. And it's clear that you're either not focusing on progress and for your clients and achieving results, you're not learning every single day, you're not charging more as you've improved throughout your career, you're full and you need to hire or delegate some key roles in your business to allow you to do the things that are providing you the most eustress, and you're not aligned to the things that you value the highest. They are simple things for you to change, which will completely change the energy for you that you place and meaning that you place on every single day. That's the route to not suffering burnout. As always, I hope you found this video helpful. Click like, click subscribe. If you want to know how we can help you, you see, building a business is not all about leads. It's not all about sales. That's two areas of building a business. You need to be the entrepreneur that can sustain the business for the next 10 years. You need to be somebody who operates with high performance habits. You need to be somebody that doesn't get burned out. You need to be somebody that's loving what they do every day. You need to be able to manage and develop systems and teams. You need to be able to learn. You need to be a 360-degree entrepreneur and high performer. If you want our help, click the link in the description, click the link in my bio on Instagram. You'll find all the information how we can help you. But for now, take care and I'll speak to you soon.